Hey, 56 and 64 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. And we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're looking at mostly lower prices here to start the week. A little bit of an odd day today here with not a lot of news out. The USDA is closed. A lot of banks closed. So just really just a lack of news more than anything. Export inspections that's normally out on Monday morning. Crop progress, which normally out on Monday afternoon, will all be delayed until tomorrow. So we're kind of trading a little bit blind here today, although the market has been a little higher overnight but faded here a little bit this morning, but still overall pretty quiet. December corn at 348.5, down a penny and a half. March corn at 361.75, down a penny and a half. May corn is 370.25, down 1.75. November soybeans 971.5, down 3/4. January soybeans 982.25, that's also down 3/4. March soybeans at 991.5, down 3/4. December Chicago wheat 439, down 4.5. March wheat at 458.5, down 4.25. May wheat at 473, down 3.75. Out in Kansas City, we have East Kansas City wheat at 432 and down 4.75. March KC wheat at 450, down 4.75. December Minneapolis wheat 619.5, down 4.25. March at 632.75, down 4 cents. Cattle market continues to trend a little higher here. October cattle at 111.45, up 42. These cattle 117.35, up 42. October feeders 154.12, that's up 17. November feeders at 156.07, up 32 cents. October hogs 59.60, up 42. These hogs 60.77, down 15. For the outside markets, dollars flat here this morning. Crude's up 25 to 30 cents. Looking, seeing the equity markets just slightly higher here to start the week. Otherwise, crop progress was a little choppy over the weekend. Did see some rain move through the Corn Belt both Friday and Saturday afternoon, and also even farther east yesterday evening. So the 6 to 10 forecast continues to look fairly warm, but does look a little on the wetter side, so that could keep harvest a little choppy here over the next few weeks. Still a little bit of concern about some dry weather in Brazil that offered some support to beans overnight, but right now, just kind of a quiet day, kind of waiting to get harvest going. Do have a USDA report out on Thursday morning, Brian, so we'll be looking forward to that.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Aaron, like all of our analysts, volunteer their time so you can get the agriculture information that you depend on here at WILL. And to support that information, give us a call today at 217-244-9455 or give online at willpledge.org. We're hoping to hear from 1,010 or 1010 of you by tomorrow, 1010. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 64 degrees at 9 o'clock.